Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie's here looking at the little screen now. So as the weather gets cooler, what can we watch at home? Susie, let's kick off with a show that's available on Sky Show. This is a season two, though, of Temple. So what do we need to know about Temple just to catch up?
G'day, Kat. So Daniel is a surgeon with a sick wife, and he would do anything for love, including running an underground medical center for the criminals who need his help. And when I say underground, Kat, I mean that literally, as he sets up this shady business in the maze of the London tunnels underground the Temple Tube Station, hence the name Temple.
All right, this one is a remake of a Norwegian show. Let's have a little listen to it, though. This remake in English. I'm going to take a little snippet from the trailer of season one. Let's listen to Temple.
Hi.
Could you do me a favour? Could you meet me at Temple Tube Station? It's a matter of life and death.
What the hell is this place?
It's a clinic for people who don't want to go into the system.
Criminals. A couple of months ago, you were a normal member of society. What happened?
So what can you tell us about the show and the origins, in fact, of this show?
Yeah, like you said, Kat, this one isn't entirely original. It is a remake of a Norwegian show called Valkyrie, which follows the same storyline. The original was named after a disused train station where the surgeon based his procedures. With the English version, the tube station isn't disused, so they have the added stress of getting into and out of the underground system.
Okay. This is, I think we would recognize some of the faces, though not necessarily names that I immediately know.
Yeah, I actually love this when you see an actor and you know their face and you know that they've been in lots of things, but you have no idea who they are, what
the
their name
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this leading guy is Mark Strong. And I do think you'll recognize his face. He's been in quite a few superhero movies. He was in Kick-Ass, he was in The Green Lantern and Shazam, but he's also had many roles in a specific kind of film. He's been in a lot of spy films, such as the Kingsman movies. But as I was going through his, you know, his history of films, what stuck out to me the most, which most people won't know, is that he actually did the German dubbing for a movie called Obsession for Daniel Craig. And that was all the way back in 1997.
Oh, fantastic. So you've been in all of these movies, and also just way back in 97, you were the German voice of Daniel Craig at some point
exactly.
along the line. Mark Strong starring in that one. So as you say, Temple season two is now out on Sky Show. So go check it out. And I really like the premise of this. The storyline is quite interesting. It's quite interesting how they flipped it and made it very British as well with the underground tube station, as you say. Let's have a look at something else we can watch on another streaming service. Though, what have you got for us from Netflix?
So on the 10th of November, we've got a movie that's coming out called Passing. So this one is quite complex. It's about mixed race childhood friends, Irene and Claire. They reunite in adulthood and become involved with one another's lives and insecurities. So while Irene identifies as African American and is married to a black doctor, Claire passes as white and has married a prejudiced, wealthy white man who doesn't know Claire's truth. The movie name Passing refers to African Americans who have light skin color, enough to be perceived as white, a practice which is referred to as passing. The film is based on a book of the same name, and both the book and the movie are based in 1929. And interestingly, this film is presented completely in black and white.
Oh, that's interesting. I like how they've done that and how they are bringing stylistic elements of the film into the theme. We're very black and white, you know. It's not. It's all shades of grey in there. What an interesting concept to be looking at, and the juxtaposition between those two friends, one of them, as you say, who is identifying as, or quote-unquote passing as white, and the other one identifying as African-American. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer of this Netflix movie out on the 10th of November.
Pardon me, I don't mean to stare, but I think I know you.
Claire?
Mm-hmm.
Things aren't always what they seem.
I'll be damned. Lots of people pass all the time.
So you haven't ever thought to?
What?
You ever thought of passing?
No, why should I? Now I have everything I've ever wanted.
So this one is a directorial debut, I believe.
Yeah, so this is Rebecca Hall's directorial debut. And like with Mark Strong, it's a face that you probably know but don't necessarily know her name. She's been in things like she was in Iron Man 3. She was in recently in Godzilla vs. Kong. Now, Hall wrote the story after reading the book of the same name, and she also decided to write the story after reflecting on her own family history. She is of African American, Native American, Scottish, and Dutch ancestry, and she actually identifies as British. So the film premiered at the Sundance Film Festival at the beginning of this year to universal acclaim.
That's fantastic. Nice one. Well, look, that's a movie that's available as of the 10th of November on Netflix. We also looked at Temple Season 2, a series available on the 11th of November. Thanks so much, Susie, for taking a look at the little screen this week. More inspiration on what to watch can be found at worldradio.ch/big-screen-little-screen. Thanks, Susie.
Enjoy the TV and movies.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.